I write non-fiction, sometimes for adults, but mostly for children. Having been in the business 20 years, I have literally hundreds of books in print on a wide range of subjects, including history, geography, science and nature. But whatever the subject, my method of writing is always the same. I deal in facts. Non-fiction is not the most creative side of writing, but you still have to be original and avoid plagiarism, and you sign a long and stern contract to that effect. This brings us to a problem. Children's non-fiction publishers favour a relatively narrow range of subjects, such as dinosaurs, ancient Egypt, Tudors, hurricanes and so on. So how can you be original about something that's already been written about scores of times before? The answer, of course, is to develop your own take on the subject. Writing non-fiction involves researching a subject, developing an argument, planning a structure, drafting and editing, the very same skills that university students need to write essays and dissertations, which is why I find working with students so rewarding. So where and when do I write? I don't have an office. I work from home from my back bedroom, which after 20 years is absolutely crammed with books and papers. And when do I write? I keep extended office hours, 7 in the morning till 6 at night, Monday to Friday. I know it sounds rigid, but it suits me to work fairly long hours so I can get up a head of steam on my subject and get my thoughts down on paper while I've got the facts in my head. Having said that, I don't just get up, drift into the back room with my tea and start writing. I also walk to work, both literally and figuratively, as I always take a walk before I start to write. For me, walking is a vital part of the process, the downtime in which I digest my research and it becomes thoroughly inward. For me, the writing process begins in a late afternoon when I research what I plan to write about the next day. Of course, I've already researched the subject to write the synopsis, which has now been approved. I print the chunk of the synopsis, which relates to the next day's writing, and attach another sheet on which I write brief notes as I go over my research. Just before I stop work, I have a think, and I make a little thumbnail sketch in one corner of my notes. This lists the main points I want to make in the order I will make them. I then assign a word count to each point. For me, this mini plan is vital, and I often recommend it to my students. Next day, I start early. I may start to write straight away. If not, I go back over my notes. Then it's off for an hour's walk to allow the information to percolate so that when I sit down and start to write, which I do without looking at my notes, it comes out in my own voice. As a self-confessed dinosaur, I don't compose on screen, but in longhand on my sofa. That's so I spend as little time as possible at the computer. Then I type up my scribbles, editing as I go, look up any missing facts such as dates, and finally print out. After that, the whole process begins again as I bone up for the next day. Every writer has a different method. Some people are appalled by mine. They say it sounds like taking an exam every day. But it works for me.